Action Park Media.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Hi, Scout.
Hi, Danielle.
How are you?
Oh my God, it's been so long since the last time I saw you.
Okay, guys.
We'll explain that in a minute.
Welcome to Talk Scary to Me.
How is everybody doing out there? I wish you guys could respond to us.
I know.
Just do it for my own amusement, please.
Wouldn't that be great? We can just hear the voices in your head.
Good, suck, awful, awful.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you hate? What do you think when somebody says to you, like, the truth? When they're like, my life sucks. Are you happy to hear that when someone's truthful?
Or no,
just,
but
is
so
the automatic answer like, it's good, I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, why? But why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would much rather hear like, things are really fucking shitty.
You know, I actually do. I actually go, I'm okay, things could be better, but I'm going through it.
And do people actually inquire?
No.
No, they don't.
So then you feel worse. You're like, oh, you don't give a fuck about me feeling like shit. Cool. How are you?
It's just like a generic. I wonder if it'll change now because like no one's really shaking hands anymore. So I wonder if that will change too. Maybe there's like a new wave of like saying hi to people. I don't know, or not.
So have people not been shaking your hand? I've been noticing a lot
trying,
more people. Okay, you're like pound
a little
it.
Bit here. No, I don't even pound
so
it.
You're like Howie, pound it.
Well, Howie always had it right.
Yeah, yeah.
Howie,
no,
and
totally.
Howard, it's like, you know, duh.
They fucking knew I was up.
Hell yeah.
Way before, years before. It was so funny. Howie Mandel. I've known him since I was 15 years old because I auditioned for his hidden camera show when I was really, really young. And I remember a girl came out of the office and she was like, I tried to shake his hand and I think I did a bad thing. And so I clocked that. I clocked it.
And
he came in and I just pounded it.
Nice.
And I keep on thinking to myself, I'm like, that's why I got the job.
That's right.
Because I didn't shake your hand.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why, Scout. You
know? But it was just funny. I was like, I'm going to
You had a
that.
Lot of really cool jobs like that. Like fun stuff. Like when you're on the, was it Leno? And
yeah.
Like cool things, you know, I never knew about.
When I go up and go through my mom's storage and find all those tapes, we're going to have to figure out how to post that.
We'll put them on YouTube.
I mean, Temptation Island Barbie, Smoking Ken and Chewing Tobacco Barbie.
That's amazing.
And it was all with Brie Larson. Brie Larson and I. Which I've said on this podcast, I've never booked a Barbie commercial. Never.
I don't think
but
I did
Barbie
either.
A ton of fucking Barbie commercials on Jay Leno.
The chick that shot my headshot said I look like Brie Larson.
Do you?
I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know.
You look like this girl,
Danielle
Harris, from I Wish Upon a Star. Do you know that girl? I'll never let you hold
that
down.
I don't know. That girl that was.
You sound like the girl from The Wild Thornberries.
Whatever.
There it is, folks. There it is. So, Danielle, I'm fucking tired.
Sorry. So, guys.
So, everybody.
I had my boobs done, and I'm alive.
And they look so good.
I made it through, and they are totally normal looking and perfect and sore, and I'm maybe on Percocet right now, so this should be a very interesting podcast.
Oh, great.
It is the end of my week. I had them done last week. They are tingling and weird sensations and all kinds of fun stuff, but my husband is not in town, and I needed someone to help me do things like take care of my kids.
Hey guys,
so Auntie Scout
here is available for nannying.
Came over.
As long as you have new boobies and I can see them and touch them and squeeze them, I will not charge you.
And I did. And I let her blow out my hair today too.
I did. Actually, okay. I walked into her house and she thought my hair was so beautiful.
Yeah, I was like, your hair's so cute.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, you can do my hair. I was raised as a boy. So I do not know how to do hair. I go and get blowouts when I need them for an event. So that's what she was seeing. It was a blowout from 3 days ago because I will not wash it.
You did a good job. You did a good job. You did a good job.
So her son, Carter.
Who's in love with Scout. In love with Scout.
Equally in love with him. So I spent the night with him.
And he's an early riser.
He's an early morning riser at 5 o'clock. Plus he moves a lot.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
Yeah. He moves a lot. and like, but his head moves.
Oh.
So his head just like hits like the side.
Mind you, they're in a queen size bed. It's not like you're in a toddler bed with him.
Yeah. But it was like, and I didn't want to like wake him up, like moving. Oh. So like every time I moved, I was like, I really had to get up and make sure I didn't.
I should have just had you. So you guys sleep in my bed, and I would have slept in his bed.
No.
There's more space. He still would have been up your ass.
Yeah. No. But then, and then Jagger, as soon as I went to the bathroom after
they have
Carter,
like a Jack and Jill bathroom.
Yes. After Carter woke up and
at 5:30,
I knew I shouldn't have flushed the toilet.
Yeah.
I flushed it, and then I heard boop, and I literally opened the door, and his face was like, "Hey," and his face looks like. I don't know. It reminds me of like when I was on Adderall. It's just like, bah! And I was just like,
oh, no.
And his hair's like this big.
So I also, with my boyfriend, gave the boys a bath last night.
Yeah.
And apparently Scout did not get all the shampoo out of their hair. So their hair is nuts. Nuts.
We talked about it this morning, you guys, where our moms like made us look perfect going to school. And I swore that I would never do that to my kids. I don't care what you wear. If you want to wear a costume, if you want to wear your pajamas, you want your hair to look fucking crazy, I don't care as long as you're happy. You dress yourself, you be you, you be authentic, unique. I don't care. You don't need to be perfect.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy. So my kids always are the ones that go to school looking insane.
I feel like I'm going to be that way when I have a kid. That's why I'm actually rooting for a boy, because I really don't think I'm going to know how to fucking do their hair, obviously. But no, I remember that. My mom, and we talked about this, but my mom, oh my God, there was like a certain stool and like our wall kind of had like a weird like gravel pattern on it. So I would, like a pattern on it, and I would literally form like little animals and stuff on there because
I'd be
sitting there for like 2 hours.
Oh,
and
God.
Whenever she was mad at me, that fucking shit hurt.
I got
burns.
Oh no.
Did you not get that? Did your mom ever do your hair when she's pissed at you getting you ready for an audition?
I don't remember.
Oh bitch, I remember that like vividly. I was also getting into a lot of fucking trouble all the time. All the time.
My mom would iron my socks for me.
Really?
Well, when I lived in New York, it was the only way she'd get me out of the house because I was cold. So she promised to like iron my socks. We lived in an apartment building. And then I would after I'd gotten dressed, done my hair, did the whole shebang.
Yeah. I do remember I got in trouble. I got my white shoes dirty.
Uh-oh.
I was like, what am I supposed to do? I'm a kid.
Oh.
And they're white. You know, but it's, I mean, you know, parents are trying their best, man.
I know.
They're trying their best. I'm sure there's some moments that you're like, fuck, I should have just like let that go.
You think?
Yeah.
Some. You know how many times I threatened Carter yesterday that you weren't going to come over if he didn't stop asking me what time you're fucking coming over? It started at 5:30 in the morning for me yesterday. What time's Scout coming? What time's Scout coming? What time's Scout coming? And she's coming after lunch. What time's lunch? Lunch is afternoon. When is noon? Well, it's 6 a.m. So 6 hours from now, is
Keep
it noon
coming.
Yet? Oh, my God. And then when I was like, oh, she just called. She's not coming till dinner. And he was like, you told me.
Oh, no.
She was coming at lunchtime.
You need to tell me this. If I would have told my fucking dude to go find someone to do his self-tape.
No, you have shit to do.
Kids
like, she has
matter.
A life. She has a life. She has a job. She has things to do. She has to do her taxes. What's taxes? I'm like, I can't get in this conversation right now.
I love that you're just having this conversation with Carter.
It was all day between Carter and Jagger yesterday.
When we showed up at your house, you looked like
done.
You were spent.
I was done.
You were done. And I
fucking over it. Over it. Over it. Over it. Can we talk about sex?
Yeah, let's do it.
Wait, let me tell you about how I almost passed out after I got my boobs. If anyone has experienced this, I'd love to hear your story. So did the boobs, everything went well. It was horrible, awful for like 24 hours. The anesthesia wears off and you'd feel like shit. And you're like, okay, oh my God, why did I do this? And then you're like, wow, I can't believe it's hard to like, I didn't know I couldn't sit up.
Yeah.
Like you have to use your core. You can't push yourself up with your arms, you know?
Man.
You don't realize how much you need your arms to do everything.
Yeah.
Like open a door. Like she said, open my water for me.
She couldn't pull out the cord for the laptop.
No,
I felt
like,
so bad.
Oh my God. Like it's just dumb little things like that. So I'm sitting on the table and the nurse comes in to take off the giant bandage that's on. It's all like hardcore compressed with like pads and all that, you know, stuff for bleeding and everything. which I didn't bleed at all or anything. It was actually like really easily done, barely any bruising. And I took it, she took it off and I was like, okay, cool. And then she said, oh, they look great. You know, take a look. Like she was all excited for me. So I stood up and I looked in the mirror. And as I'm looking in the mirror, she starts like kind of wiping around the nipple with a little bit of like alcohol pad.
Ooh,
essentially.
Are your nipples super sensitive right
now? You
know
what? It was like, even now, thinking about it makes me feel weird.
Ooh.
Like it was like a weird sense memory trauma where as soon as she started doing it, I was like, I'm gonna pass out. I'm gonna pass out. And I turned gray and I started dripping and I couldn't breathe. And she was like yelling for the two other nurses to go grab oxygen.
Oh my God, how terrifying.
Sit down
all from your breast.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, so you're taking medicine, yeah. You're not eating, you know what I mean? I wasn't hungry, even though it was like 9 a.m. She's like, did you eat anything? I was like, I had a little bit of a donut, took my medicine, but it was horrific.
Wow.
And she says, oh, and then, you know, everyone's like apple juice and crackers. And then I was laying there. I also had my mask on, you know, so like I couldn't breathe. Then I took that off. Then she's got oxygen. And I was like, I took just the hose and just stuck it up my nose and was just like laying there with my eyes rolling back, trying to get myself together.
Danielle.
It was crazy.
That is terrifying. How long was that happening?
Like 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
They took my blood pressure. It was really, really, really low. And then they wouldn't let me go until it got better. And then it got better. And I was like, woof. Okay, I think I'm okay. So
wow, I mean, you're
scary.
Doing well for just getting your tits done. I mean, I've heard that it feels like you have a giant fucking elephant laying.
Yeah, but for
on
like 48 hours.
For 48 hours. See, that's not what it makes it seem like. It makes it seem like it's for a while.
You just push
through.
I can
handle 48 hours.
You just push through. It's like,
guys,
kids.
I have seen them live. I've felt them. I've squeezed them. They are great boobs.
They're pretty good.
I'm
nice,
impressed.
Nicely sized.
How does your husband feel?
Oh, shit. I forgot to send him a picture this morning.
Oh, yeah. This is funny. I walk down and she just starts giggling. I'm like, why are you giggling?
Well, because we're selling our house and we're like dealing with like, you know, all kinds of other shit. And then, my first message from my husband this morning was show me them titties. That's what I got from David.
And then I got from my dude a puppy video. I'm like, what about my titties? You don't want to see my titties?
He's like, show me Danielle's titties.
Show me Danielle's titties.
Yeah, so I've been crazy shopping on Poshmark.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing Danielle's able to do is fucking shopaholic.
Yeah.
We're leaving today. So, like I said, we're spending the night. And so we were driving to do the podcast today.
Oh, my
and
God.
I was
should have
like,
taken a picture.
I'm literally carrying everything.
Because I got rid of all my shirts and all my shit that I was like going to be too small for me.
I'm trying to get her to the car. I open up the door.
Oh my God.
Your husband's gonna be livid.
He's gonna be pissed.
You need to get rid of the evidence.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Well, I have to have my sister
what, was
break
it, like
down the 13 boxes.
13 bags? 13
today,
boxes.
Probably.
13
easily.
Boxes of shit.
Oh yeah. You know, because I feel like a sexy mom now instead of like,
wow.
I don't know. I want to wear, look, I brought a blazer instead of like.
I know. I was like, you're going to wear that? I don't have anything nice.
I didn't put it on, but it's on the back of my chair.
Yeah.
But I was like, I have this idea of like sexy jeans and stilettos with
you.
Like a really nice belt, you know, and like a nice silk. I'm all about these like silk camis or silk button downs where you can kind of see through, but you can see like the pretty bra underneath.
So
like,
are you going to be wearing bras or you're going to be not wearing bras?
Probably both.
Oh, okay.
I want to see the nips like through the
top. Yeah, the top. That's what I was getting at.
For
all
sure.
Right,
but I want
right.
something to cover it a
sexy
little
sexy mom. Austin,
bit.
Austin wives, they're going to be pissed at you.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, who
they
are you,
better.
Bitch? All right,
let's
talk dirty to me.
Sex. Should I start? Should I read one?
This let's read one.
I didn't even really look. You guys, I didn't look through a lot of these. So we printed them.
Let's
so
do it.
Let's just do it. Okay, so this, should I say the name?
Maybe
yeah.
not. Maybe
no,
wait.
Maybe I'll
the
wait
ending.
Just till I read it and then I can figure out if you want your name
like
said. Okay. Hey, Danielle and Scout. I have a question. I had a question about how you guys would feel if your man was secretly taking male enhancement pills for sex. I've been with my girl for 5 years and she's the type who wants to have a lot of sex, which sounds like a great problem, but I found myself having a hard time getting aroused and I've been secretly taking Viagra to make sure she is pleased. I haven't shared it with her that I've been taking them and I'm wondering how you guys would feel if your man told you that he was doing the same. I honestly have like the best girlfriend anyone could ask for. We have a great relationship and I couldn't ask for more. I'm just wondering if I should let her know that I'm doing it so I don't have to hide it anymore, or if it wouldn't affect the relationship in a negative way. I love your guys' show and I think you guys are awesome. I've met you, Danielle, at Monster Mania in August, and I hope to meet you and you, Scout, in the near future. You guys, keep doing what you're doing and thank you for the entertainment you guys provide. One of your biggest fans.
Should we say his name?
No, just in case girlfriend's listening.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Tell me. Oh my God, the fact that you're taking supplements.
You don't think she knows?
Yeah.
Don't think she knows?
Wait, why is this taking 30 minutes now?
Dude, I've had that conversation.
So
I'm like, what? Did we talk about this?
No.
And the last night I was like, did you take something? Why is this 45 minutes? Like, what's going on here? You know, did you smoke? Did you take something?
Yeah, I think honesty is good, man. Honesty is good about anything. And I mean, I would be flattered.
What would she have to say negatively about that? You have to take it.
You know, I guess that could be, maybe that's the issue.
So you know what you say back? You say, no, I just want to fuck you all night.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm taking it.
Oh yeah.
Because I can't get enough. And you're so amazing. I come so quickly sometimes and I want to make sure that you're pleased. So I want to fuck you all night. So I'm taking Viagra.
He didn't say how old he was, right? Because I had that thing too when I was
They've been together for 5 years.
Okay. Yeah. If you've been in a really long relationship, I had that thing too. And it goes back to all the sexual issues that I was dealing with in my younger years with if I couldn't get the guy off quickly, I felt like something was wrong with me.
Yeah, of course.
So maybe he's worried about that sort of thing, about how she would...
I mean,
do you not find me attractive? Do you not like me?
Well,
if you don't
tell her and it does take you a really long time and you can't get there, she may think that it's her fault.
Exactly.
So it's better if you tell her. Yeah.
Communicate.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's like things
Have you
that,
taken stuff?
I haven't. Is there stuff for girls?
Yeah, there's stuff. I took
that you put on yourself,
it's
a pill.
Really? Yeah, it's a pill.
What does it do?
I took a pill once.
Is it like a over the counter?
So when I was single for a while, and I was seeing this older gentleman, who is an actor, and I really really liked him, but sex was like a hard issue for me to do without like really having feelings for the guy, like not being in a relationship. When I'm just like hooking up with someone, it's a connection for me. Mind, heart, vagina.
Yeah, of course.
Pussy works.
You're
you
a
know?
Woman, yeah.
And that means that's like getting wet. So right. I would feel self-conscious if I, you know, if they just wanted to like, you know, not go down on me and just fucking stick it in, you know?
Right.
I was just like, well, maybe if I try a pill, I'll like won't have an issue. That fucking shit, this bitch tried to give me, I don't drink coffee or anything, and she gave me like a little shot of espresso something, and I still feel it. I still feel like I was, it made me feel like I took a 5-hour energy shot.
Oh, shit.
And I was like shaking. I was like, this is not going to be enjoyable. So I had to like get out of there really fast.
You took a pill to make you wet.
Yeah, to like make the sex drive like fucking.
Oh, to boost your sex
drive.
Yeah,
I just wanted to see what it would do. I just wanted to see what it would do, if it would help me with my issue of getting out of my head in bed.
Okay.
And it did the fucking opposite. I couldn't even concentrate on anything.
Maybe it was the guy that you need to help
No,
you get
I think
out
it was my
head.
Own issue. I think it was my own issue because I was just, you know, I was going through that time of just like fucking people.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like not feeling like somebody wanted me. And I was just like, you know, getting them to desperately want me, you know, it was like that sort of, you know,
right
past or whatever. But I remember I took it and I do not recommend it unless you do proper research. So I mean, did that after.
What about just like lube or something?
Yeah. I love lube.
I mean,
Lube's great. Different like, colors.
That's
shapes.
Kind of there. I know there's like warming ones and
Oh, I hate the tingling ones.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I'm not really into. I don't want to get a bladder infection. I don't like any of that shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know what's going on there, but I feel
don't
like.
Don't worry, I've tried it all for you, Danielle, over here. Oh my God. Do not. Girls, guys, I don't know. Maybe everybody loves that. The tingling sensation fucking lubes distracts me, man. I that's all I feel.
Honestly,
I don't even feel
when
the
a
cock
dude
anymore.
Has been chewing gum and then goes down on you, I hate that feeling.
What is? I've never had that feeling. What
really?
Is that feeling?
You know when you're like dating and you're like making out and like of course
you
both have like
gum
in your mouth.
Gum?
Well, no, it's like they can, you blow it. It's like cold. You're like, I don't like this. I don't like this.
Oh my God. Some guy tried to put, like, he thought it was going to be really sexy if he just, he sucked on ice and like blew all my vagina. I was like, bitch, that's cold.
I don't like that. You guys are so stupid.
I don't
sometimes.
Want that. So don't do that, guys. Don't do it. It's not sexy. Ice cubes in the pussy is not sexy.
No, it's supposed to be warm, not cold.
I remember I was so cold.
Oh, that's awful.
I didn't realize you'd get really cold.
That's a turn
with off. Your vagina really fast.
Shit pissed me off. I don't like being cold. It was really pissed me off. It's fun. I have a funny story. And actually, Kevin, who, if you're listening to this, you'll know who I'm talking about. So Kevin, our producer, who's in the booth. So I was dating a guy. I guess I'll just say his name, Kent. And Kent and I were dating for a little bit. Actually, you know, it was right around. It was at September 11th because he came to my house that morning.
Shit,
we stayed in the house for like he came over like every day while we watched the news. And you know, he's a great guy. And he we had hooked up a lot, but we never had sex. And I guess he thought, I mean, timing's obviously not right. Like, it's fucking September 11th.
Yeah,
like, we're sitting watching
depressing.
The news. I mean, like, I'm going to go bang in the bedroom.
But you guys did.
But whatever. No, we didn't.
Oh, okay,
But he was going to stay over for the first time. And because, like, my roommate was out of town or something. And he stayed over. We didn't have sex because it was the wrong time. I think I was on my period, too. And I found out years later at a Halloween party, maybe like, shit, I'm going to say maybe like 15 years ago. So it had been a good long time after that he had come over to my house and he had taken Viagra because he thought we were going to fuck that night. Like, this was going to be the night we were going to do it.
Wow.
And we didn't do it. And he had to go jerk off in my bathroom once I fell asleep. Because he was like, you don't understand. He's like,
that shit hurts. I took hear it hurts.
That's what he said. He's like,
hurts.
I took it. I thought it was going to be the night.
Oh, no.
And you were like, you know, things are going on TV and then you're hiding your period. It just wasn't going to happen. And I was like, fuck, I shouldn't have taken it. And he's like, I had a raging heart on and it was so painful and I didn't know what to do. And I was spending the night and I don't like guys staying over my house ever when I was always like, get out. But I wanted him to stay over because like we were developing a relationship and he had to go to my bathroom and jerk off. And he told me about it like a day. Decade after.
Wow.
So to answer your question, sir.
Be honest.
Tell her. She'll be like,
Tell her. And then just reassure her that it's because you want to like rock her world.
Yeah.
And so if she has any insecurity
of course.
To her, you know, you
girls
can
don't feel
that.
like, you're with her for 5 years. Like, I don't think women feel like, oh, they have to take it because I'm not turning them on.
Yeah.
I would never feel like that.
I mean, you just don't, you never know how women feel.
She shouldn't feel that way, just so you know. But tell her and be like, hey, I'm trying this. This might be really fun.
Nice. All right, let's do this one. So this person just wants me to use the initials. So CV. First off, love you both. I come see you guys all the times in Orlando, Danielle. You actually posted my tattoo of you and I just died.
Oh.
Oh, do you remember? Do you know who this is?
I have to see which tattoo to know who it is.
Oh, okay. So which tattoo? I love you, bitch. So the topic came up of the girl withholding sex from the guy and what was going through her head. My question is essentially reversed. How many women out there do you think don't get a lot of sex from their men? Mm. I've been happily married 20 years, but my husband could not care less if he actually has sex. We do plenty of other stuff. He loves to go down and that's awesome. But as far as sex, I'm lucky if I get it 4 to 5 times a year.
What?
Sucks for me. We do talk about it because I'm huge on communication. That's good. And I hear everything he says. I don't push much now because of it. Because if it was reverse, I would not like that. He's the most amazing husband, father. I'm just curious if you have heard from your female viewers before. As it seems, most of the no sex stories are from guys.
Yeah.
Guys rock.
No, men, I'll tell you, you need testosterone. He has no testosterone. He's got to get TRT therapy. I mean, he's low testosterone and it's probably fucking up his sex life. It fucks up your sex drive.
I wonder if it's been like that their whole relationship.
I mean, there's something going on. Thank God there's all kinds of stuff now that's available for men to be able to kind of fix that.
So I've had that.
I don't know. Ask your dad.
I've had that issue where, you know, I was with a man that didn't have much of a sex drive. Mm-hmm. And I mean, all, I mean, what you're doing is communication. And honestly, we tried to bring other stuff into play mm-hmm. and it helped a bit to spice it up. So maybe, I mean, we've talked about this on previous episodes, maybe try spicing it up and maybe try, like, you know, lingerie or something like that. But I also feel like, I mean, I think what you said is really smart.
Yeah, there's something medically going on, I think. I mean, maybe
but what if it isn't medically?
Well, he's got to go get his blood work done to see.
Yeah, but what if it isn't?
I mean, listen, my testosterone therapy that I do has increased my sex drive immensely. Immensely. I had no idea, like, that could be it. I'm like, wait, what? How is that, you know?
Were you using, like, every other excuse under the sun?
Well, I mean, it's hard. I got 2 toddlers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tired, like,
so
you know,
just
traveling.
There was kids traveling.
Yeah, but then once I get started, it's like, oh, shit, why do I not do this every day? Yeah. But it was still, I mean, we're still having sex, like, 2-3 times a week then, even when it wasn't, like, all the time, you know? But now it's like I definitely have a desire and a drive to want to do it all the time, which is 100% because of the testosterone. I guarantee it.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I mean,
and David has that drive too. You guys just have that.
Yeah. That's always been good. Thank God.
That's good. If it wasn't good,
I wouldn't have gotten married. You marry who you date, I always say.
That is true. I don't know why this just popped in my head, but do you have any embarrassing, like, sex stories of where you needed to get out of the situation? I knew it. When you were explaining something, I was just I wonder if Danielle, what she's done to try to get out of a situation.
It's not really getting out of a situation, but there was one time that I was walked in on a precarious situation.
Do tell.
I was, do I say his name?
Maybe tell the story and then say his name.
His name was Jeremy. I'll put it that way.
Jeremy.
I was dating Jeremy and I had 2 roommates at the time and they were out for the night. And we had been hanging out. We had dinner, blah, 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 whatever. And I was standing on the ledge of my fireplace and he was going down. I was totally naked. He was fully clothed and he was going down on me while I was standing up on the fireplace.
Fuck yeah.
And both my roommates walked in the door. And I was like, fuck. You know,
and
you're
did they
like,
applaud?
Dude, they probably were more embarrassed than I was.
Oh yeah.
But I, and of course he was like, what's up, girl? Hey. And I was like, he doesn't give a fuck. And I was like, I'm so embarrassed right now.
Oh no.
I was like, and they'll never let me live it down. Yeah.
Oh man, that's so good.
That's the only time I think I've ever really been walked in on, like I've ever been caught. What about you? Oh yeah. Uh-oh. Do tell, bitch.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be embarrassed about this. So I didn't know the guy was a dad. Mm. I didn't know he was a daddy-o. I didn't know he had kids. His apartment looked like a bachelor pad.
Okay.
It did not look like he had a child that was walk in at any fucking moment.
Was he divorced and he just had custody of his kids on weekends and kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes. The kid was about like Carter's age.
Okay.
And we were having the craziest dirty sex and I was handcuffed.
Oh my God, you're kidding me.
I was handcuffed and I remember he started freaking out and he just told me to get under the bed. And I'm butt ass naked with handcuffs.
Oh my God.
And so I just.
Like under the covers or under the actual bed?
Under the actual fucking bed. Under the bed. I literally had a movie moment. A movie moment. And I am butt ass naked. I think I was like on the verge of like coming to,
oh,
you know?
Great.
So I'm like in that tense, like what's happening? Right. What is, and then finally I hear like a little, sounds like a mouse. I hear like a little, like a little thing in the distance. And I get under the bed and I'm like, first of all, I'm like, why the fuck did I even do this? Like, why did I listen to this guy?
Just to get under the bed.
And get under the bed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, motherfucker.
Could you imagine? Well, at least it was a kid,
I'm glad,
not his
I'm
wife.
Kind of, well, the won't. I guess. So I'm under the bed. The little boy walks in. I had to hang out under the bed while they watched a fucking movie.
You're lying.
I was under that bed.
For like 90 minutes?
For like, yeah. Yeah, what felt like an eternity. Yeah.
He didn't get up and take his child out of the room?
No, he did not.
Tell me you didn't date him again.
I think I fucked him one more time after that. But yeah, this is what I'm talking about. I was in my early 20s and I was just like, this is okay. And the conversations I had with myself underneath that bed, I was just really...
Was there like a rug you could have rolled up in or anything? Or
no,
were
bitch,
you just
there was
hardwood
no way
floors?
Out. There was no just, hardwood floors. Right, there's no way out of there. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Awful.
Handcuffed. So I couldn't even, like, I thought of, like, escaping. And I was like, there's how I can't even, like, I'm going to have to crawl. And, like, I don't have my hands.
I can't believe this motherfucker didn't make his kid get out of the bed. What did he say to you?
I don't remember the conversation afterwards. I'm going to have to, like, try to.
You probably were a cool girl, right?
I was a very cool girl syndrome. You're and like, I didn't even get off after that.
Of course
I do remember
not.
That.
Well, how are you going to?
Well, I still have the handcuffs on.
Miss, I have to be connected to you.
I still have the handcuffs on.
I need my brain and my body to connect with my vagina.
Oh, my God.
Was it a good movie, at least?
I think it was I like Disney, so it was a really great Disney movie.
Yeah, I was figuring. You probably watched, yeah.
I was like, oh, Little Mermaid, okay. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, we need to write a comedy and put these fucking stories in them.
We're doing a podcast. That's why we're doing a podcast.
Oh my God.
Because they're ridiculous.
But could you imagine all these stories in a movie starring you and me, comedy?
It would need to be like a long running series. It would be, you know, it'd be like as many, it'd be more episodes than MASH.
Oh
How
my
about
God.
That?
Sex stories of the middle age. Here we go.
You are not middle age.
Yes, I am.
No, you are not. I am middle age.
My knees feel it. Okay, do you have another question?
How much time? Where are we at time-wise?
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
33 minutes.
Nice. Oh, we have another question.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Oh, so I was telling you earlier, I bought the blowjob machine.
Wow.
I did. I bought the blowjob. Oh, first of all.
So if you guys have not heard about this.
Yeah. So first of all, I was listening to the episode with Skeet in the car with David, and he was like laughing at me, and he was like, babe, because I said something really dumb. I said, remember he said like, it's called something Al. It's like whatever Al. I'm like, why would they name it Al? Why wouldn't they name it Allison?
Yeah.
And then in my mind, when I heard the episode before we aired it, I thought, oh, maybe it's like, it could be Al or Allison because maybe it's for guys or girls. You know what I mean? And then David was like, Danielle, it's AI, like artificial intelligence, AI.
Oh my God, I didn't
it's
even get that.
It's not Al, it's AI. And I was like, oh, duh. I'm smart.
So how much was this thing?
It was expensive.
Really?
Well, I bought a bunch of stuff. So I bought the blowjob thing, and then I bought the vibrator that it connects to for me, and then I bought the VR glasses for both of us.
Oh, I didn't know it had VR glasses.
Yeah. For porn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then it also works together.
So are you guys watching the same porn?
We could, or we could not watch porn and just not use the glasses and have it connect without, and you know, he's
so you like your guy watching porn?
Oh yeah, I don't
mind. Oh yeah,
that's
you talked about. You guys like kind of like watch it sometimes.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Damn.
Yeah, as long as I get to pick the girls.
Oh, okay.
I like
but
to,
what
I
if he's watching
know.
Another video? Then?
Oh, I don't care. Yeah. I don't give a shit about
Damn,
any of that stuff.
Damn, that's amazing.
I mean, I wonder how much he watches porn. I really don't know.
I feel like my dude doesn't watch porn.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Mr. Crazy Godman, where'd that come from?
What's he doing right now? Is he working today?
He's probably jerking off all around the house right now watching porn.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's doing. If you FaceTime him and he doesn't pick up, guess what he's doing?
Wait, we're going to test that right now. We're going to
yes,
test.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, continue.
He's going, okay, I'm going to ask a question while you try to FaceTime your man and again.
We're going to fucking catch him in the act.
Ask him. Be like, did you masturbate today? Okay, I'm going to read this question while you find out if he's masturbated today. Wait, let's see. Ring, 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 ring.
Have you masturbated today? He had to think about it.
Not yet.
Sorry, baby. I put you
Wait, in. Tom. Yes. How many times a week would you say on average a guy watches porn?
I
I don't know. You know, I don't know how people are at this now. It's a new thing where, you know, everybody knows that porn is bad for you in a male sense, right? For lowering testosterone and all that.
He's techie. It's techie over here.
For lowering testosterone.
Sorry.
Wait.
See, I told you all.
Porn is bad for you because it lowers
really,
your
baby?
Testosterone.
Yeah, don't fucking watch porn. I need it all.
No. That's only if you're trying. Yeah, you're supposed to like hold it in for a couple of days if you're trying to get your wife or whatever.
We were trying
pregnant.
To catch you jerking off is what we were trying to do.
Well, no. Scouts convinced Tom that you just don't masturbate.
No, he masturbates. He masturbates.
Or, I mean,
didn't
porn.
Think he watched porn. Do you watch porn? Yeah. See? He doesn't watch porn.
No?
No.
You're such a liar.
She's calling you out. She's calling you out. Next time she sees you, she's going to drill you.
I can send you some recommendations. You guys can watch together.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Watch it together.
Yes, we're going to do that tonight.
I'll watch it with you.
Yeah. See?
Ah, baby.
Fuck yeah.
You'll watch porn with me? Okay. Okay, I love you. Bye.
I'm going to send you some. I bet you if I called my husband right now, I'd be like, did you jerk
he's
off
like,
today? He's driving a U-Haul in the snow. I doubt he's doing it in the car.
Oh, you know he's doing it. You know, if I was a man and I had a cock, I would fucking be jerking off in the car on road trips all the time.
Have you ever seen any? I've seen someone do that in the car.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've seen a guy masturbate while driving in the car on the freeway in
you
traffic.
Watch?
I was grossed out by he was a fat, disgusting, gross, yucky man.
Oh, okay. So my birthday was a while back, but I forgot to tell the story about the man jerking off. So it was at like
yes.
It was on the rooftop.
You told me yes.
Yes, it was on the rooftop at the hotel at this hotel in Hollywood, and the alleyway. Where the outside was kind of really close to like another complex, and this man, I think actually a hotel.
Yeah,
this man was butt ass fucking naked on his bed, jerking off.
Yeah,
like putting on a fucking show. Like,
oh, he was
could
enjoying
tell.
It, of course.
And so what I did, my drunk ass, I went and got all of my gay friends in the club, and I was like, "You want to see this?" And I guess at some point he like turned over and like showed his butt, and he like looked up.
That's awesome.
At the boys,
I guess he
was like a gay boy. I guess one of them matched with him on Grindr.
Oh
something.
My god! Shut
yeah,
up.
I was like, "Damn!"
He's like, "I recognize that dude."
Would you do that? Would you? Would you like?
I've definitely had sex in a hotel with like the blinds open while people hoping somebody's like gonna look.
Oh yeah, that con hookup that I told you about that was so fucking magical. That was like, yeah. I was like, whole world, see this.
Yeah, well, hell yeah. If I had been with that guy, I'd want everybody to watch too.
We say no names.
You say no names.
I
fucking say everybody's name. Okay, so let's just do one more question. And then we'll see. Interesting. This is, again, I didn't read these before. So, hi, Danielle and Scout, longtime fan here. I love the podcast and your energy is amazing. Thank you for sharing so much with us. It's refreshing.
Aww.
Why, thank you. So here's what I'm hoping to get some advice and opinions on. It sounds silly, but I truly value both of your guys' opinions. I've been with my husband for 15 years. I recently saw gay porn on his phone. I wasn't checking his phone. He just asked me to look for something up, look up something, not realizing, or maybe realizing, she says, that the porn was left on his browser. We talked about it and he said he's always been curious, but never told me because he didn't want me thinking that I'm not enough. It's sweet, but he has me thinking if that's how he feels about me since I'm bisexual and love girl porn. So I'm not sure if I'm thinking too much. We actually went to the sex shop and got him a butt plug that we were going to use together. Not sure what else to do. Sorry if this is all over the place. I have no one to talk to in real life since he's very nervous for people to find out. I guess I'm just curious to know what else I could do to help him. I hope this makes sense. My thoughts are racing, LOL. Sending tons of love from Rhode Island. I hope you gals can get to conventions near me soon. Have a great weekend. Love you guys.
Love you.
Yeah, I love you. You know, fuck, try maybe a strap on. See if he'd be down. Be like, or if you have a dildo or something, maybe, you know, we'll start with the finger. How about
that? That's what I was going to say. Start with the finger,
start
test
with
it
the
out.
Finger,
then
yeah.
Add another finger. Just
exactly.
Just, baby steps.
Yeah.
But maybe by one finger, he's like, let's go.
Yeah. Let's one finger it. While you're doing a blowjob, then yeah. another one. And then, you know,
what would you do if, I mean, there. Well, we all know that you have a butt plug. So have you ever?
It's mine, by the way.
We know Carter knows.
It's mine, by the way. But, that was Jagger. Thank God. Carter would have probably known what it was, knowing Carter. I've always wanted to try do that with David.
Strap on?
Yeah, sure.
Damn.
I mean, I'm curious.
Damn, Gina.
Curious to see if he'd be into it or not. I don't know. It's
well,
we
David,
done.
Now when you listen to this podcast on your travel home, bring the strap on if you're into it or not. He's going to show up with like different color variety sizes.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure. Absolutely. I'll be like, hey, whatever.
Okay, let's do
we'll
it.
Can share them.
Have you worn a strap on before?
I haven't. No, I haven't. But I've never been in a real relationship like this before mm-hmm. where I would feel comfortable enough to try something like that. You
yeah.
know, we always talk about like, you don't want to lead with that. So
yeah.
I've never gotten as far as I am and as comfortable as I am in a relationship to where that doesn't seem like something that would be, I couldn't talk about or would be off limits. Be like,
yeah.
if you want to try it, sure, let's give it a shot. And he probably would be like, okay.
I think most women would get really nervous if they caught their man watching, gay porn, which I think...
Would you?
No. I think we need to get that out. I think you know, there's...
It's interesting.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, we watch girls, girl on girl. That's what gets me off if
One
I'm
of my girlfriends
porn.
Is bi, and
so
she...
So why can't men do it?
She watches male on male porn. That's what gets her off.
Yeah. You know, I think we need to, like, reevaluate that it's all
yeah,
okay.
It's all okay. So don't freak out. Your husband's not gay. He's just curious. And maybe it turns him on.
Yeah.
And maybe you guys can have a cool conversation about what you can do to partake in that.
Yeah. You know, I have worn a strap on, but it was with a female. And it's very empowering.
Yeah, I was going to say.
yeah. So I get it, men. that have
yeah,
this.
Totally.
Yeah, no, I mean, I it was fun when we did it.
Maybe he just wants to be dominated.
Yeah. I don't personally think that my partner would like that, but he's been very open to, like, you know, butt stuff with me and all that kind of
yeah.
stuff because I kind of, like, want to experiment with that.
Yeah.
But I don't think, like a dildo or anything. I'm just like, you know, I've tried that in my past. I was like, no, I don't want like a toy up my butt.
I wonder if men who have really stressful jobs where they have to be the boss and in control of their life so much and so sort of put together and run the show, if it's a nice way to sort of allow someone else to take the lead for a minute and
yeah.
be dominated.
God, there was a question that we had that I don't think I took. It was about a man wanted to be dominated and he was into being caged and like an animal. And he was just wondering, like, is that something, like, when do you tell your partner that you're into that kind of stuff? You know, because that could scare a lot of people away, but that's just something that works for him and that he finds
yeah.
interesting and that, you know, he likes from time to time, not all the time, but it's like sometimes he wants to be dominated and fucking put in a cage and, you know. So it's like, when do you think is the right time to tell your partner that you've been dating, hey, this is something that I enjoy in my...
I mean, your ex that we just talked about in the last episode that got peed on at the club.
He never
so he
fucking
never
told me.
You? Would
he
you have,
never
would
told-
you have peed on him?
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have. But he would have found out pretty fast that
yeah.
I wasn't his person.
But she wouldn't have judged him.
No. I wouldn't. No.
You'd
I mean, judged
like,
him
eh.
then. But when he didn't fucking tell me and I was like, high as a fucking kite. I was just like, I was with you for 3. You didn't ever tell me this.
That you're into that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I know it. There's like a whole different person, part of you.
Oh,
I mean,
that
I couldn't imagine
no.
keeping that like part of me like hidden.
Yeah.
No, because I'm afraid of what someone's going to... you know, react.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck it, man. We can't be afraid of our whole lives. Especially,
I don't care what anybody thinks anymore.
This
about
is why
anything.
We're doing this podcast too, because no, like, you know, all these subjects are like people are afraid to talk about this shit.
I mean, I get it. How do you talk to your girlfriends about some of this stuff?
Yeah,
you know, I luckily have a few girlfriends that are equally as naughty and as open and honest. Yes, exactly. that I can say anything to, and they're like, will give me honest advice about things in a very sort of simple way. Without even thinking twice about it.
Yeah.
It's, and maybe that's what we're giving to people.
I love it. I love it.
We love it.
All right. Should we talk scary?
Talk scary to me, Scout. Talk scary.
Okay. So this was actually brought to my attention by someone at a con that I recently just went to. So thank you so much for the recommendation, because this story is fucking wild. So have you heard of David Parker Ray? AKA the Toy Box Killer?
Yes.
You have?
Why?
Probably because I told you about it.
Maybe. David Parker Ray just sounds like a killer's name.
Yeah, yeah. So morbid and terrifying details about David Parker Ray, AKA the Toy Box Killer. Mm. So David Parker Ray, also known as the Toy Box Killer, kidnapped and raped and tortured dozens of women from approximately the mid-80s to 1999. Okay. When New Mexico law enforcement finally captured him after his final victim managed to escape and run down the highway in nothing but a dog collar.
Wait, she wasn't the one that was kept in a storage?
No, okay. No, that's just another one.
That's just another guy. Oh, okay, we'll talk about that one.
And then
later.
There's the room. Like, this is like, yeah. That's just more shit. I don't know what the fuck. This is like actually one of my fears. I don't know why. Being kidnapped and tortured and raped and murdered. Like, that is like, I don't know, like maybe because I've read so many stories when I was a kid about all this shit.
And maybe because you do horror movies where that happens to you and it's pretty horrible.
What do you mean?
Yeah, don't worry, nothing's ever gonna happen to you.
Okay, so
I'll fucking kill somebody.
Yeah, me too, man, me too. Yeah. Your shit that you tell me makes me so angry. So Ray lived in Elephant Butte, a small New Mexico town of 1,300 people. He had access to miles of abandoned land as well as the reservoir, where police proposed he could have dumped his victim's body without any witnesses. Ray used the remote location of Truth to set up a cargo trailer he then refurbished into a steel-lined torture chamber. The resort town, located approximately 5 miles from Elephant, contained a few local bars, which is where Ray got most of his victims. At a fucking bar. Mm. I mean, we were talking about this. Yeah. There was a case here that happened in Los Angeles of this woman that just got murdered going to a hike trail.
Yeah, she was hiking.
That women go to all the time. It's like this with the bar.
That's like their breeding ground.
So to create his trailer, Ray allegedly spent upwards of $100,000 on torture devices and tools. Reportedly, Ray constructed and elaborated to confine his victims with things as fur-lined coffins, a makeshift pillory.
Fur-lined coffins?
Mm-hmm. He also crafted devices to electrocute his victims and others to hold them in place. In addition to medical instruments and sex toys, Ray's box contained elaborate locks and pulleys to prevent his captives from escaping. Mm. Dude, it kind of like, I mean, this kind of like, this shit, like, this is why I like don't do handcuff stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
like that stuff like terrifies me. If you're like
to be tied up.
Yeah. If you're like being, you know, especially if it's like a one night stand. So this was called the Toy Box. Inside Ray's toy box trailer, investigators recovered audio tapes Ray had recorded, some of which he intended specifically for his victims. So the 30-minute tape introduced to his abductees, mostly women in their early 20s, a general advisory meant to intimidate them. So he would, it was, it, does this not remind you of like Saw?
Yeah. Yeah. So he, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he would play a pre-recording.
A warning.
Yeah. So in 1993 audio, the introductory tape he'd play his victim explained that Ray was playing a torture game and how the captors planned to continually rape the victims for at least a month.
Oh.
The tape concluded with a threat. This was what was on the tape. Be smart and be a survivor. Don't ever scream. Don't talk without permission. Be very quiet. Be docile and obedient, and by all means, show proper respect. Have a nice day.
And then what?
This is just for them to like listen to while he was away. And then I'm sure, yeah, he would play it. Yeah. How fucking crazy is that? How insane is that? So here comes the things that happened. So victim Cynthia vigil. She was naked except for a dog collar and chain. Ray reportedly treated his victims like dogs, forcing them to eat on the floor while bound with a leash. Mm. In Cynthia's account of her captivity, she relayed how Ray bathed her like a dog and forced her to perform sexual acts for him and his accomplices.
Accomplices? Yeah. He had people involved in it? Oh, great.
Yes. Cynthia also explained how her captor forcefully inserted gravy into her vagina so that a dog would remove the contents against her will. So he would have his dogs
eat her out.
Do shit with these girls as well. How fucked is this shit? So victim Kelly Garrett was recovered in 1996. In a 1996 video, Garrett suffered from amnesia in part because Ray had drugged her during her captivity. The authorities found her unconscious and injured on the side of the road. Her later account added up with the toy box killer advisory tapes, and it said, "I get off on mind games. After we get completely through with you, sorry guys, you're going to be drugged up really heavy with a heavy substance. They are both hypnotic drugs that will make you extremely hypnosis, auto-hypnosis, and hypnotic suggestions. You're going to be kept drugged a couple of days while I play with your mind. By the time I get through brainwashing you, you're not going to remember a fucking thing about this little adventure." So each victim had a different tape made specifically for that woman.
Okay.
How crazy is this?
And then he would kill them?
And he, so oftentimes he let them go.
Oh.
Because he thought that the drug.
They wouldn't remember.
They wouldn't remember what happened. But it suggests that there's a lot of victims out there that they don't know about.
What does this guy look like? Is there a picture of him?
A fucking beautiful.
Is he good looking?
No, he's not.
Oh.
Like missing teeth.
Oh,
like
God.
He kind of looks like a hillbilly,
yeah.
I would say. So the toy box killer did not abduct, confine, and assault women on his own. New Mexico Parks Department employee Ray met Cindy Hendy, and they became romantically involved. In his 1993 recorded message, Ray tells his captives they will be forced to sexually service Hendy as well.
Oh.
After the police apprehended Hendy, she admitted that Ray committed the crimes with the help of two additional people, his daughter, Glenda Jean Jesse Ray, and Dennis Roy Yancey. In exchange for a plea deal, she received a 36-year prison sentence and testified that Ray and Yancey tortured and murdered Yancey's ex-girlfriend, Marie Parker. Yancey later pled guilty to Parker's murder. The courts charged Jesse Ray with kidnapping and criminal sexual penetration. She pled no contest and received a 30-month sentence. So get this. So the daughter, yes, helped her, and she would often go to the bar, and she would drug these women and lure them to her dad. Yeah. So apparently, in the 80s, she went to law enforcement and ratted her dad out in the 80s, and no one believed her. They didn't do anything.
What was he doing to her?
I don't know. Mm. But then she just started partaking in all of it.
Mm.
So the courts charged Ray in three cases, although the FBI suspected at least 40 more unknown victims based on Ray's journals.
Oh, geez.
Which documented the date of alleged abductions. Despite not having any bodies to use as evidence against Ray in his trial, the FBI had a strong case against the New Mexico serial rapist. In 2001, the courts decided to put Ray through three separate trials, one for each of his living victims.
Mm.
Ray eventually agreed to a plea deal and received 224-year prison sentence. Ray died in 2002, shortly after his conviction, preventing the FBI from fully locating and identifying the toy box killer's many suspected victims.
Mm. Jesus Christ.
Is that not a fear of yours? Like, it's
yeah,
like,
I definitely have that sometimes. I mean, I wonder if it's every woman. I mean, frightening.
I really do. I wonder if it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more horrible than going through something that traumatic.
Yeah. I mean, I just, the fact that, you know, I watched the movie, Lovely Bones.
Yeah.
Someone that has that
yeah.
mindset enough to make something because they know what they are going to do.
Stanley Tucci's so fucking good in that.
Yeah, he's so fucking good.
So creepy, so good.
But I'm just like,
I read that book, Alice Siebold's book before I saw the movie. It scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
That happens a lot. I mean, just look at you when you were, you know, when I first started it, you thought of another case.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like, what is this obsession? And I kind of wonder sometimes where people get these fucking crazy ideas are from a little bit of like the horror movies that you see.
I don't know.
You know?
I think they're just nuts.
Yeah.
Why haven't we been able to like use their brain for science and figure out what is wrong with people that do things like this?
Yeah.
Is this like chromosome abnormality? Is the wiring wrong? Like what's going on here? Is this nature nurture? Is this taught behavior? Is this what is that?
Yeah.
What causes this kind of mental instability to have this turn on for somebody? Aside from like the power and the sex, like that's kind of obvious in a horrific way, but this other shit's fucking out of control.
It is really fucked. And how do you get fucking people to join in on these forces?
I don't know.
When we were talking about the American Crime thing,
yes.
She got all her kids. I couldn't imagine someone coming up to me and trying to get me to do something horrific to somebody.
Never in a million years.
And how do you know when you meet someone, oh, this person will not rat me out.
Right.
Like what part in that conversation is like, this is my people. You know what I'm saying? Like what the fuck? Like what kind of conversations do you have to have at a bar to know that a person would be okay with murdering someone?
I don't know. That's a good question. I wonder, but they're out there.
Yeah.
They find their people.
Yeah, their people. Oh my God. It's fucked up.
I know.
So fucked up. Well, guys, strap-ons and murders.
Yes. Strap-ons for the use of good and strap-ons for the use of bad.
Yeah. And we're signing off, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, don't forget to follow us at Talk Scary to Me Podcast on Instagram. We've got our Patreon, and we're going to start posting.
And we got TikTok, too.
Yeah, we got TikTok, too. And we're going to start, I think, sharing some videos, possibly on YouTube, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
If that's something you guys would be into, we're listening to you guys.
You guys want to see us.
You want to see more. So we are working towards doing some really cool things and maybe some hats coming, some merchandise and some lives. You guys, a lot of you have been asking about if we're going to do live podcasts at conventions.
Yes, we will.
We are working on it. We are going to figure it out. So all questions, what's the word I'm looking for?
All the questions, stories, keep them coming. And honestly, too, when you see us at a con, I mean, honestly, a lot of you guys are already coming up to us. Come up and share your stories if you want advice or anything like that. Don't be shy.
We're just more interesting to talk about that.
Trust me.
We're so cool.
Danielle's super cool over there.
Scout's so cool.
Well, just don't be afraid, man. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
I'd rather talk about that, you know.
We won't stab you or anything.
The cocks and pussy all day, so don't you worry.
Signing off.
Have a good day. Bye,
guys.